Welcome to Let Me Adjust My Ears, a weekly podcast about all things Disney and luxury travel. I'm Michelle from Making Memories Travel, your extra AF host. Grab your favorite cocktail and join me as we immerse ourselves in pixie dust and Disney vacations, minus the pint-sized entourage, unravel the secrets of bougie travel, and indulge in amusing conversations with fellow extra friends. Hold on tight to your ears as we launch right in. Hello, Caitlin. It is so good to have you back on the pod. In full disclosure, she is so kind to me because we actually taped this like 3 weeks ago and Michelle forgot to press record. But it turned out to be the best because the reason Caitlin is here is to talk all about Run Disney. So Caitlin, please tell everyone what you literally just accomplished this past week.
Yeah, so I completed the 2024 Dopey Challenge during the 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. For those of you who are not familiar with what the Dopey Challenge is, it is 48.6 miles through Walt Disney World.
Amazing!
You do a 5K on Thursday, a 10K on Friday, a half marathon on Saturday, and a full marathon on Sunday.
Okay, and for those of us who, like me, who it took a long time to figure out the mileage, a 5K is, do it in mileage.
So 5K is 3.1 miles.
I can do that.
Yeah. 10K is 6.2.
I'm going to try and do that.
A half marathon is 13.1.
Mm-mm.
And a full is 26.2. So for those, you know, math wizards out there, you are doubling your distance every single day over 4 days.
Oh my God. And now we know why it's called the Dopey.
Exactly.
So when you and I first chatted and I forgot to hit record, I asked you why you were doing this. I wish that this is something that I could achieve and accomplish, but I just don't think that it is. But you told me why you were doing it, but now you've done it. So A, tell me why you wanted to do it and tell me what it feels like now that it's done. And C, would you ever try this again?
Yeah, that's a $1 million question. So why did I do this? I started running about 9 years ago. My family had a weight loss competition for the month of January. I'm a super, super competitive person. So I went out, I dropped $800 on a treadmill, the treadmill that I still use to this day, and I wanted to win. I ended up winning for the month of January, and I just never looked back. I saw an ad for the Walt Disney World Princess Half Marathon, which we know and love. We love Princess Weekend.
We do.
And I made it my goal to sign up for the following year's Princess Half Marathon. So I trained, and that was my first taste of Run Disney. And here we are 8 years later, being a Dopey Challenge finisher, which is crazy to say. Why did I decide to do Dopey this year? So that started last year, 2023. I tried to do Dopey and I did the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon. I got to mile 22 of the full marathon. I had to pull out. I had some medical issues and I just wasn't going to be able to continue on at the quote unquote Disney legal pace for the last 4 miles. So 2024 was my redemption year. And let me tell you, redemption is sweet.
I was going to say, you redeemed hard. You redeemed.
Yes. I am still riding that high of finishing Dopey and crossing those 4 finish lines. It feels amazing. I can't believe that I did it. 48.6 miles over 4 days is quite the undertaking, but I'm on the other side of it now. And I think everybody who I've talked to that has done Dopey, you kind of go through these like stages of, I don't want to call it stages of grief, but it's similar. You know, after you're done, you're like, I'll never do that again. And then the day after, you wake up and you're like, well, that wasn't so bad. So maybe I'll do the marathon next year. And then the second day after Dopey, you wake up and you're like, all right, when's registration? Put it on my calendar. I'm totally doing it. So I'm not saying that I'm doing it again in 2025. I would love to get out to Disneyland for the races out there, but I would definitely do Dopey again, 1,000%.
Wow. It does put you in some rarefied air. There's a lot of Run Disney peeps, but I think, don't hate me, don't at me when I say this, but I think a lot of the Run Disney peeps are like me. They're like, I love Disney. I want to experience this unique race environment and atmosphere, which it truly is. I've done other races, is none other, nothing like it. There's just nothing else like it. But who aren't necessarily, like, we're the neighborhood 5K fundraising person. That's how I qualify myself. You know, I can do a 5K pretty easily because I spin, but like I do the fundraising 5Ks, like the bail runs. That's my thing. So to say like that I could even dream of doing what you just did is like amazing. I'm so proud of you and excited for you.
Thank you.
And you're running again like in a week. So again, last time, I was like, I feel like you just ran a race and then you were doing Dopey and now you're running again. So please explain, A, when the Run Disney season is and your goal in terms of Run Disney.
Yeah. So the Run Disney season really starts with Wine and Dine weekend. So that is the first weekend in November. And that weekend is a 5K, 10K, and a half marathon. There are three races for Wine and Dine weekend. I will give my little tip that I personally think Wine and Dine weekend is the best bang for your buck.
I was just going to ask you what your favorite was, but okay.
That's different because I have a favorite race weekend and then Wine and Dine I think is the best bang for your buck because if you do the half marathon or every race weekend, you can do a challenge as well. That is doing the 10K and the half marathon. It's the two course challenge for Wine and Dine. You get a free post-race party included in your registration fee in Epcot, where they shut down the park for a couple hours just for runners and their families. You have to pay for the ticket for non-runners, but it is something special that Wine and Dine offers.
It is a lot of fun. I agree.
And then in the beginning of January, you have the marathon weekend. This is like the big show. This is the only weekend of the Run Disney year that offers a full marathon. So you have the 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon. And then you have two challenges in January. You can do Goofy's Race and a Half Challenge, which is the half marathon and full marathon. Or you can be Dopey and you can run Dopey Challenge and do all four races. So total of 48.6 miles.
Yeah. And I got to say it is a little crazy, but okay. And now you're aiming for the perfect race season.
Yes.
Which is what?
So that is doing every race in the Run Disney season. I'm doing a perfect Walt Disney World Run Disney season. So I am coming back in the end of February. Michelle and I will be there for Princess Weekend. That weekend is a 5K, 10K half marathon. And I believe there's yoga that weekend. I could be wrong.
There is yoga.
And then in April, there is the Springtime Surprise. And that is a 5K, 10K, and 10 miler. So I'm doing all of them. So if you're running Disney this year in Florida, I will be there.
I would, of course, ask this later, but go ahead and tell us now because you have a really fun Instagram account and I'm not on TikTok, but I think you are. So tell us where to find you because we can follow you and your runs and this whole season. So give us that information. I will also put it in the show notes.
Okay. So for Instagram, I am at Caitlin Runs Disney, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Caitlin Runs Disney. And on TikTok, I am at Kiki Runs Disney. Usually I'm posting more consistently on TikTok right now. I'm just documenting my training and the races and all of that. You can follow along at either place.
Yay. And I tried to get on TikTok actually like a week ago, in part because, again, we recorded this 3 weeks ago and you gave me that information. But I stick to Instagram. But now let's talk about me, because I am extra AF, as is noted in the title of this podcast. And you already teased that I am coming in February for the Princess Half Marathon weekend, which was my first Run Disney weekend ever. It was actually the weekend of my bachelorette party. So it's been more than a dozen years since I've been, and I haven't been back to Princess since. I've done some of the other weekends, obviously, because it was my bachelorette party. I have a really fond memory of it, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm freaking out. And all I'm trying to do is the 10K, by the way. I'm freaking out.
Do not freak out, Michelle. And also, it is not just a 10K. It is 6.2 miles. Anybody who gets out on the course, anybody who wakes up, and I don't care if you're doing 1 mile or 100 miles, you are an athlete, you are a runner, you are doing something that not everybody can do. And one day we're not going to be able to do it. So it's not just a 10K, it's a commitment.
Right. And you gave me the training information, which for people who didn't hear the last podcast we did together, because I failed to record it, it was Joey Galloway, correct?
Jeff Galloway.
Jeff Galloway. And he is the what? Why did you recommend him for me?
So he is the official training correspondent of Run Disney. So Run Disney puts out these great training programs, and they are free for anybody to download on the Run Disney website. And for those of you who are not familiar with Jeff Galloway, he is an Olympian, and he developed the run, walk, run method. So you can find your intervals, meaning you run for a minute and then you walk for 30 seconds. And the whole idea of his program and his training style is that you can run longer distances and you can recover faster. So a lot of his athletes that follow his training program and his intervals, they report that when they're finished with their race, they're finishing standing up. They're not as sore the next day and they recover faster. So I love Jeff Galloway's programs. I have used them religiously to train for Run Disney races. I used it for Dopey. Like I said, they're free for anybody to use and download on the Run Disney website. So highly recommend checking that out.
I did say that I would post this in the Making Memories Insiders group, which I will, this training program that you gave me. But here's the thing, for the quote unquote, not just a 10K, although compared to Dopey, I feel like the just was justified. It's an 18-week training program. And my calendar says that we're like basically 3 weeks away, 4 weeks at the most. I feel like it's already the end of January. So I'm freaking out. I know you told me not to, but I am.
So I still don't think you should freak out, because the reason that I love Run Disney so much is they are so inclusive in who participates in their races. I think I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the recording, but to be quote unquote Disney legal, you have to keep a 16-minute mile pace. And that is from the time that the last person, the balloon ladies who we know and love, from the moment that the balloon ladies start the race is when the 16-minute mile clock starts ticking. So during Dopey, I saw so many people walking, jogging, running. It's really a very inclusive and welcoming race. I think that I heard somewhere that Run Disney has the highest number of first half marathoners and marathoners that participate and finish their first races because of that inclusivity. So I don't think you should freak out, but I would recommend maybe trying to get in 3 miles, 4 miles this weekend to get the body moving.
Yeah. Well, I do move my body. I do spend probably 6 days a week. But yeah, I probably should put feet to pavement starting now. So please define the We Love and Hate the Balloon Ladies for us, please. For anybody who hasn't actually done a Run Disney thing. Oh, and the hack about how to stay as far away from them as possible.
Okay, so the Balloon Ladies, they are a lovely group of ladies. I have met them in some races. Princess, I think, 3 years ago, I had kind of fallen off of my training and I got to chat with them a little bit on the course. But the Balloon Ladies, they are members of a local running club in Orlando, and they hold a pretty perfect 16-minute mile. You will know them because they have big Mickey balloons tied to their back. And what happens is when they start the race, they will clock a 16-minute mile. And at certain points, if you fall behind the Balloon Ladies, you will have to get on a bus and they will escort you to the finish line. Honestly, like speaking from experience on that, I DNF did not finish. That's what DNF means. So obviously Dopey last year, which was at mile 22, I DNF'd the marathon in 2021. Admittedly, I did not train an ounce for that race. I just really wanted the medal, which is horrible. That's a whole nother story. And then I DNF'd the Princess, I believe in 2021 as well. Again, like I had fallen off training. So I have been on that, the sleeper bus 3 times. And what I always say is the comeback is always greater than the setback. So use that as motivation to try again. Don't let that be your defining moment. But something that you can do if you're really worried about the Balloon Ladies, which I still am every single race, Disney offers a runner tracking program. So before the race, you can log into your Track Shack account, which there's instructions in the expo guide that Disney sends out a few days prior to the weekend. And you can track the Balloon Ladies. It's all over Facebook, their bib numbers, so what their race numbers are. You can put them in there and then you can check to see, hey, they're at mile 7 and oh no, I'm at mile 7.2, like they're catching up to me, or they're at mile 7 and I'm already done with my race. You can get a good idea how much of a buffer you have. I do that for every single race.
I didn't actually know that. That's news to me. The hack that I was talking about is to be one of the first people in your corral, because I have always, February will be the first time, always actually been at the back of my corral because I'm always so shy, insecure, and nervous that I'm like, oh, I want all the real runners to be in front of me. And that's actually the exact wrong thing to be doing, I learned.
Yes. So Run Disney races start very, very early in the morning.
Yes.
That is one of the hardest parts about running Dopey, because you are up at 2 a.m. for 4 days in a row, and then you're in the parks after the race, and it's just long, grueling days. But I believe the corrals open around 3:45 for a 5 o'clock start. So if you're nervous about the Balloon Ladies, get into the corral as soon as it opens and sit at the front and make friends with the people around you. That's what I did at Wine and Dine. There are a bunch of Facebook groups out there as well. Two of my favorites are the Run Disney Independent Princesses Facebook group. You can meet a lot of people in there who run Disney solo, and you can meet up with people in the corral who are also running Disney by themselves. And I also really love the hashtag Run Dopey Facebook group. And that is specifically geared towards running Dopey, but they do talk about just Run Disney in general as well. Those are my two favorite groups. And you can find people who are in the corral with you if you're nervous about being there, if it's your first time, you don't really know what to do, there will be people around to help make it easier for you and help get you where you have to go.
Awesome. And you already said we would both be there at Princess. So you can also message us. I am at Michelle Visits Mickey, and that will be in the show notes. And Caitlin's information will be in the show notes. And you can also always DM us. Also, even though the race is completely sold out, and it does it within hours of when registration opens for all the Run Disney races, there is a thing called the Cheer Squad, C-H-E-A-R, Cheer Squad. And you can always register to be in the Cheer Squad. So if there is anybody who is like, hey, I want to experience Run Disney, but there is no way I'm getting up that early, or it's too cold, or I haven't trained, or any of the other excuses that I tell myself, you can always come and cheer someone else on. And Caitlin tells a story about her half marathon, and I don't know if it also applied to the marathon, the full marathon, but about your mom and running through a very special place. So would you tell that story?
Absolutely. So I run Disney by myself. I have only ever run one race with my mom, and she did the 5K with me, and she had a great time, but she said, not for me. You do you, I will cheer you on, but I don't want to do another one of these. So what our routine is, our tradition, is once I get to Magic Kingdom, which is typically around mile 5 or 6 in the half marathon, and this year it was mile 8 or 9 in the full marathon, she is standing on Main Street with a Diet Coke for me to take a quick sip of, and it just powers me through the rest of the race. Unfortunately, this year, we had some strong storms in the area for the half marathon for Dopey Weekend. So they actually shortened the half marathon course. So we did not get to run through Magic Kingdom on the half marathon day, but a bunch of us dopey people did stay in the parking lot. I actually got there earlier than usual, and I ran 6 miles around the parking lot before the race actually started. And then I ran 7.1 miles in the course, so around Epcot. So I didn't get my Diet Coke on the half marathon day. And then for the full marathon, my husband and my mom got caught up in some transportation issues, so they didn't make it to Magic Kingdom on marathon day either. But I did get my Diet Coke at the finish line, and it tasted absolutely incredible.
So you have to talk about running on Main Street, because the park is closed to regular traffic. Like, there are not day guests in the park yet. You have to talk about that, because I don't think I'll ever get to experience it again, because the 10Ks don't usually go through the Magic Kingdom. And so I should back up that for last year, so 2023's marathon weekend, I wanted to do the 10K, but it was sold out. So I went ahead and I registered for the half, but knew that I was going to pull out after the 10K, which I did do. I could have gone probably a little further, but I chose not to. So that course did go through Main Street. And so I got to experience what that was like. So can you just talk about that for a second? What that must have felt like, especially knowing you were dopeying it. I can't even imagine what that must have felt like.
Running down Main Street towards Cinderella Castle is one of the main reasons I run Disney. There is nothing like running down Main Street USA, and you have the whole side by the Emporium is just jam-packed with spectators yelling, screaming. They have signs. You obviously woke up and you paid to run, and you're there and you're doing it, but they have no skin in the game. They still wake up and they are packed like sardines. Your bib has your name on it. So they're saying, go Caitlin, go Caitlin. Like, they don't know me, but they are there and they're motivating me to keep on going. And you get to see Magic Kingdom as the sun is coming up.
I'm getting chills just remembering it.
Not many people get that opportunity. And this marathon was special because we got to run through Tron, the Tron area in Magic Kingdom for the first time. And that was really cool. I was curious to see how they were going to connect it in to get us then through the castle. So then you do get to run through Cinderella's castle and you get to come out and you just see the whole view of Main Street and the whole park. And it's something really special.
And you get to take a picture. My picture of me running, like as soon as I finished through the castle, was my everything for that race. It made it so worthwhile.
There's nothing like it. I love it.
Yeah, there really is nothing like it. But if you want to come be on Main Street, really for Caitlin's cheer squad, because mine will be running through Epcot because I'm on the 10K, we would love to have you. And we are going to celebrate with a VIP tour. And we would love, love, love for you to join us that weekend. And either one of us can help you with that. And we will put that information in the show notes. And again, Caitlin, congratulations on achieving your goal. I loved the picture of you with all of your medals. So we're so proud for you and of you. And I can't wait to see you next month.
Thank you so very much. It was a labor of love. And I'm so proud of myself. It was definitely the hardest thing I've ever done, mentally, physically, emotionally. There were definitely some tears shed crossing the finish line of the marathon, but it's definitely worth it. I say this all the time, but if anybody has questions about Run Disney in general, or if you're nervous about your race and you just need some motivation, please don't hesitate to reach out to either Michelle or me. I'm happy to talk to anybody about Run Disney. I love it so much. And thank you, Michelle, for having me. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see you next month.
Always, always. And I hit record this time too, so we're good.
And just like that, this episode is over. Thank you for joining me. To ensure that your next vacation is nothing short of divine, I've handpicked my top 10 tips for a luxe Disney experience. Find the link in the show notes, and until next time, stay fabulous!